transmission.
Well, it's that time once again. The half an hour every day when you, my loyal radio listeners, join me in my daily quest for awesomeness. My name is Tobe. You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. I'm standing in the middle of a somewhat defunct mushroom garden on the property of Herrenhaven. A cicada is starting to yap up in the tree above me, and I'm looking for marmots. I'm stalking around back here in some dried grass, stepping on sticks, breaking them, warning the Mahdi's that I am in fact here. I have not actually spotted a Mahdi. It is difficult to do so in these conditions, grass being tall, but no one to be found. Alright, so we're going to turn right around here, start making our way into the forest eventually. Maybe we should go over there and check under the Mulhall's gate to see if there's any Mahdi's hiding. Oh, it's a fairly tolerable day today. It is overcast, so I'm not getting any direct sun, and you know how much I love to whine about the sun and cats on radios. And it's just slightly less than 80 degrees. If we lose our cloud cover, it's gonna get warm. So, you know, keep praying for clouds. Welcome to the cloud. We like clouds. So we're going to work our way back here behind the building here at Herrenhaven. Check under the shed to see if we can find any dudes coming around the shed. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, somebody has piled up some weeds in front of the Mahdi hole, so I cannot see any Mahdis. So look in the other Mahdi hole. I'm going to walk right up here to the shed. Hey, you Mahdis underneath there. I'm guessing that there's still Mahdis underneath there because there's bugs flying around in and out of the holes, and that usually means Mahdis. And Mahdis are good. So now, I'm walking by the dragonfly pond, and there's some frogs jumping around, and some bug action, but not actually any dragonflies. Dragonflies like the other ponds better. I don't know why. I'm no expert on dragonflies. But now I'm walking up to the bocage. And we're going to look for two things, marmots and mushrooms. First, we look back here to see if we see any Mahdis. Any Mahdis back here? No, not seeing any Mahdis. All right, so we'll go over here a few feet and look down in these holes for Mahdis and look on these logs for mushrooms. And what are we getting? We ain't getting jack. No moths, and all the mushrooms are all dried up and not mushroomy. Okay, fine. Be that way. Can't get all the awesome all the time. Gotta be looking for some other stuff. So, here we go. We walk past the windmill, back onto the path, and into the forest proper. Oh, and here's some birdies. Hi, birdies. Oh. Okay. Time for me to get stretched out. Yeah, I've only been awake for about, maybe half an hour today. It's a little early for me, a little bit earlier than I've been getting up, because my neighbors across the street apparently felt that they needed new gutters on their house, and so they got the construction crew parked in their driveway, making all sorts of very annoying noises that woke me up and woke up my cat. Because my cat was sleeping next to my head, keeping my brain toasty warm. And every time they were making noise, my cat would move around and go, "Vroom, vroom," and be annoyed. And all that moving around and her going, "Vroom, vroom," being annoyed would keep me up and blah, blah, blah. So we had to get up. We had to get up and do some kitty stuff. Eat some breakfast. Then I thought, oh, I gotta do my radio show. Because that's what I do. So I grabbed the stuff, checked the temperature outdoors, and thought, oh, hey, let's go outside. And so we're outside. At no small sacrifice, too, I may add. On TV, on the Olympics, there was some rugby sevens going on. And I thought, well, I'm going to miss some sevens, but that's okay. I see plenty enough of that as it is. I don't need to have it be in the Olympics. Man, there's nothing going on out here today. I'm standing here at the sub pond. I just see a bunch of duckweed. I don't even see any ducks. So we're going to go out onto the boardwalk here as the crappy, noisy motorcyclists drive by. We're going to see what we find out here. Oh, people turning around. Oh, great. I did notice that there was a bunch of cars here, but thought everybody was in the building. Nope, so we're not going out onto the boardwalk today. Hey, what's that out there? I'm standing in a strange angle to the sub pond, and yeah, there's a ducky sitting on a log, so yay. But no, there are children out on the boardwalk, so we're not going to be seeing Jack out there today. When does school start? Shouldn't that be starting up pretty soon? I imagine it does. I don't know. So instead, we're just going to walk deeper into the forest. I'm walking across the land bridge now, glancing off to my left into the billabong. And yes, there's four duckies swimming around in the duckweed, being very ducktacular. Good for them. They're ducking it up. Oy. So I guess I'm having a pretty good time. I think I see some sun up there peeking through the trees. That's no good. Here's a little birdie flying around. Oy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to go into the wall blind. Oh, well, I always say that, but then I change my mind like today. These ducks can probably hear me sneaking up on them now. Do-do-do-do-do. Where's my ducky dudes? And there they are. There's some more ducks out on that log, and ducks hanging around, and ducks being generally ducky. Here's a mole hole right at my feet. That's exciting. Ugh. Man, I really gotta do some bushwhacking and get back here. It's crazy. Alright, back onto the path. looking at the Turtle Bay, and it's full of frogs. I don't see any turtles anywhere, which is weird, but yeah. Jeez. And I'm still wondering, where did the muskrats go? For some reason or another, the conditions here became inhospitable to muskrats, and all the muskrats disappeared. Don't know where they went. They went to find some other better scratty place to hang out. Trees, trees, trees. I'm looking at a lot of trees. They're very nice. If you're the kind of person who likes trees. I like trees. Trees are good. And, well, I'm walking through a lot of webs too. Can I really be the first person to come back here today? I suppose it's possible. Alright, now we're coming up to the footbridge that overlooks the snapper reproduction pond, and we got ducks. There's two or three ducks out there. I don't see much of anything else though. Oh, so we're kind of having a little bit of a slow day here at Heron Haven. What's that smell I smell? I think I'll take the camera out of the pocket just in case. As we wander down here to the Big Blind. The main attraction blind. I think I hear something moving through the forest. Yes, I did. It is another person. So, as we go into the blind today, we've got nothing but duckweed. We've got one lone duck out there. We got some ducks on a log. Oh, we got half a dozen ducks in the corner. And we got about a half a dozen ducks over at the delta, preening themselves and taking duck baths, apparently. There are other ducks around. I do not see Big Bluey or any of my other striding friends. Yeah, we got some kind of duck argument going on over there in the delta. Duck, duck, duck. Lots of ducks. No geese. Alright. Time for me to get out of the sun. And I think we'll head up into the loop here. See what we got. If anything. Considering there was somebody just here. Yeah, and that's what I'm smelling. I'm smelling the other person who was just walking through here. What was that sound over there? That little sound sounded like somebody walking through the underbrush. Okay, well, we'll just keep on moving here. I just hit my head. That's fine. Do-do-do-do-do. Wandering through the forest. Do-do-do-do-do. There's some bugs. And let's see. Let me pause up here for a second. Right about here, I can see down into the delta. The ducks are doing their ducky stuff. And here's some fox poop right in the middle of the trail. But it is a little bit old. It's a couple days old. And it has even been stepped on, probably by the person who was just walking down here. Now I'm stopping in the area where we usually find our scarlet cup mushrooms, but I don't see any scarlet cups today. Which is to be expected. It's been a little dry. We've had a few little drizzly rains. Like shortly after our little tornado warning yesterday, we had a little bit of drizzle, but you know, not really enough to grow any mushrooms. Basically, it was enough to get the concrete wet, and then it stopped, evaporated, and just became ambient humidity. Okay, I'm at the top of the hill, at the top of the loop, standing in a big patch of echinacea. I'm looking for Hemaris thisbe, everybody's favorite moth. And I just don't see any. I don't even see any bees. Usually up here we get some big bumblebees bumbling around too. Oh, we're getting sumac. Sumac droops. I should take some of the sumac. Okay, I hear something going on over here. Oh, there's birds messing around. Hey, you wacky birds. Crunchy, crunch, crunch. Do I want the sumac? No. Technically, we can't take anything out of here. Here being Harenhaven, because it's a nature preserve. But I do have permission to take scientific samples. Although these samples wouldn't be scientific. And so, I will wait until the next time I go to OPPD to get my sumac. And then we'll do some sumac-y stuff. Heck, we could go get some sumac right now if we were so inclined. Oh, and I think I hear children. What do you want to bet? Those kids are working their way down the trail here. You can always hear them. Well, before you see them. Ooh. Yep, can you hear that? Those damn kids are still 70 meters away, but you can hear them. And that's why when kids are at Harenhaven, we never get to see any dudes. Oh well. So, adults, if there's anybody who's listening who owns children, teach them stealth. Teach your children stealth. It's very important. Teach your children situational awareness and stealth. And if you feel like you personally come up short in these categories and therefore aren't qualified to teach them, you can send them to me and enroll them in my School of Awesomeness. I will teach your child to be awesome. I will teach your child to ninja up. I will teach your child to have some stealth and some situational awareness and generally increase the awesomeness of your child by more than 50% or your money back. All right, here we go. Let's witness the children. They're climbing on the fence. Seeing all those frogs, huh?
Yes.
Oh, we love the frogs around here. That kid has spotted 4 frogs. They're just sitting here in Turtle Bay, just sort of hanging on the fence, looking at frogs in the water, and being extraordinarily loud about it. What's this right here I see? Oh, some dried up mushrooms. Oh, yes, mushrooms, mushrooms. What comes next? At this time of year, oh, we got all kinds of stuff. Which reminds me, we should go to the dead birch forest, because it's usually around now, around the first week, second week of August, that there's a big flush of mushrooms over there that pop up. But we're going to need a fairly decent rain. Alright, and as I walk back over the land bridge, looking off to my right, into the billabong, those 4 ducks are still swimming around, being duckyrific. And I wonder if I should go check out the bees. Yeah, we might as well. Might as well go do some trespassing. Trespassing nominally. So, oh, I think I heard a cicada tried to start up, but I gave him a dirty look and he thought better of it. Oh my god, I'm starting to hate cicadas. Is this gonna put me in the sun? Yeah, a little bit, but oh well. Okay, so right up here in another 10 steps, we've got our beehives. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bees. Huh, not a lot of action. Not a lot of bees flying around there. They're very still. What was that sound? Yeah, there's not a lot of arrivals and departures in this beehive. I think they're taking a break. I think this is a union-mandated coffee break. They're all just sort of hanging around, sitting there, not doing anything. So let's keep moving. I heard some sounds over here. What was over here? Is there a dude in there? We won't know, because they never answer back. You go, is there a dude in there? And you never hear back, yeah. There's a lot of grasshoppers in there making a lot of noise. I thought a grasshopper's right around here in front of me, too. What are all these hoppy grasshoppers? Okay, well, not thrilled that I'm standing in the sun now. But, oh well, such is life. So, getting back to the little driveway here. And I can see the big metal gate. Now we look into the holes to see if we've got any Matis back here. Hello, Matis, are you here? Are you home? This hole doesn't look like it's been cleared out recently. Let's check the other side. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's any Matis in here at this time. Oh, did I just walk through a web? Do I have web face? Yes, I do. Oh, what was that? No, it's just a squirrel running around in the prairie grass plots. I thought maybe it was a Mati, because Matis will go in there to eat and do stuff, to do Mati things. Alright, well, I guess we don't have any choice now but to jump in the car and go home. I got all these damn grasshoppers. Well, must be grasshopper season now. Dun dun dun. Everywhere you go, grasshoppers. Still trying to get all the webs off my face. This is getting kind of annoying, so let's go home. Probably take about 3 seconds to get there. 2, 1, 0, and we're back. Back in the studio, nice and cool, air conditioning. What time is it anyway?
It's 8:57 p.m.
That is, of course, local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it is 1953 UTC, or thereabouts. I'm a monkey in the big jungle. I am now noticing that I have burrs stuck to my legs from walking around in Heron Haven. And so now I'm picking them off my legs because they are mildly annoying. Ow, and when you rub up against them, they are very prickly and ouchy. So take these off my legs. All right, so what are we gonna do for the next 5 minutes? I'll tell you one thing I'm excited about. I'm going out to lunch again today. I'm very excited about it. But I don't know what I'm going to eat. Where am I going to go? I don't know. Am I going to go have a fried taco and an enchilada? Maybe. Or will I go have
a gyro and or some souvlaki or maybe a hamburger. I don't know. I seem to be torn between the Greek restaurant and the Mexican restaurant, Romeo's, Mexican food and pizza. Oh, I'm so lazy. I don't feel like driving all the way downtown. And it occurs to me that Twitter is really popular with the kids these days. Let's give them a call at 1-800-TWITTER.
You have dialed a number that is not available from your calling area.
Oh no, I don't get to talk to all the twits on Twitter. Oh, I'm so vaguely disappointed. So vaguely disappointed, I can't quite put my finger on why I'm disappointed. Twitter, the medium for idiots who have nothing significant to say. The good news is that my sinuses have seemed to have cleared up. I can breathe fairly normally. Yay, I'm pretty excited about it, and I don't have a sore throat. Hooray! Oh, makes me want to eat some cantaloupe. I've got some cantaloupe up in the fridge. Nom, nom, nom. And I've also got some candy. And I'm going to eat my candy tonight while I watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Woohoo! Super excited about it. I haven't even checked the TV. What am I going to watch on TV today? Well, we've got all the Olympics, but will there be anything for me to watch? Well, we'll find out. Maybe there'll be some interesting underground movies on tonight. Who knows? I sure don't. It would be easy for me to find out. But then it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? And that's what I'm looking forward to the most, the pleasant surprise. Also, it occurs to me that there might be some motorcycle racing tonight. And one of these days, I'm going to haul all the equipment up to the interstate and I'm going to record the illegal motorcycle street racing that takes place on the interstate loop over here by my house. Yeah, about 2 a.m. starts up. You can hear these massive motorcycles go flying by at speeds exceeding 150 miles per hour. Oh, I just remembered, sitting here looking at this caliper, that I need to measure those new dice that I got. They're such a bizarre looking size. I couldn't tell if they were 12s or 14s just looking at them, so now I'm actually going to have to go measure them. Well, not right now. I'll do that here in a little bit. And that in turn reminds me, do I want to go over to Sparta and pick up some extra dice? Just, do I, you know, well, see, I'm torn. And I don't feel like spending any money. And it's not because I'm cheap, it's just because I'm extraordinarily poor. I gotta go out and get me some more monies. Not necessarily dollars, but some kind of money in general. You know, I'll tell you something, if I had a 3D printer, I'd be printing out bitcoins so I could go have some money and buy some things. You know, maybe use the bitcoins to make some phone calls from payphones or buy snacks from vending machines. But, you know, this isn't the Coin Committee. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here because the time is up. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And why was this done? Well, first of all,